This Integrity Selling Advanced Sales Meeting message is selling yourself on what you're selling. In this message, you'll describe what you're really selling, why people would want to buy it, and what you give customers that they can't get elsewhere. But mainly, you'll learn that the more you're sold on what you're selling, that is, the more you're sold that your product or service creates value for people above what they pay for it, the more success you'll naturally enjoy. To bring these thoughts to us is Ron Willingham.
As I begin this message, let me ask you and suggest you answer a simple basic question. The question is, what business are you really in? Yes, what business are you really in? I've asked this question to many salespeople and managers, only to have them look at me like I was asking a ridiculously dumb question. Their responses would be something like, "What do you mean, what am I selling?" "Well, I'm selling computer software," or "life insurance," or "I'm selling furniture," or "automobiles," or "banking services," or whatever they think they're selling. Most of the people reveal the same fact. They have a product focus. They think they're selling products or services. But in today's competitive business climate, having a product focus will no longer bring us success that we must have. We must go beyond a product focus to a customer needs focus. In today's tough markets, we must sell solutions. We must see ourselves as problem solvers. We must position ourselves as partners with our clients, both working together to create mutual value. So when asked, "What are you really selling?" an appropriate response would be an explanation of the end result benefits you give people. Instead of saying, "I sell real estate," an appropriate response might be, "I help families find homes that give them the most enjoyment and best resale value." Or, "I don't just sell software systems. Rather, I help organizations have better management records, thus increasing their profits and success." Or, "I don't just sell clothing. Rather, I help people make the best selections for their budgets, so as to have a professional appearance and save money." See what I mean? When I ask you what business you're in, tell me the end result benefits that you give your customers. Which brings up an obvious question, and the question is, exactly what end result benefits do you give your people? In your group session, following this recorded message, you'll have a chance to write down your responses. Remember, you're not in business to sell products or services. Rather, you're in business to give end result benefits to people, to create value for them. And the more you understand, focus on, and talk about these end result benefits, rather than your product or service features, the more successful you'll become. Now, once you begin to think in terms of the end result benefits you give people, another important question is, why should people buy from you? In other words, what do you give people that they can't get from anyone else? Think about this all-important question for a moment. What do you give people that they can't get anywhere else? I've asked this question to many people. Sometimes their answers come quickly and early. Other times they find it extremely difficult to answer. How would you differentiate what you sell from what your competitors sell? Do you have product or service superiority? Is your product or service better than anyone else's? If you can answer yes to these questions, you're lucky. However, your luck may be temporary. In today's extremely competitive marketplace, with all the technological advances that are happening, superiority today doesn't ensure that it will be the same tomorrow. So, it's the something else that you give customers over and above the product or service you sell them that sets you apart from your competitors. What is that something else? Well, it may be extra services you give that your customers don't expect or pay for. This extra mile philosophy is usually what separates highly successful people from others. What can you give people that's beyond what they pay you for or what they expect? What do you do for people after the deal is struck that says, "Okay, now that we've agreed on price and terms that you're satisfied with, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you extra value that you're neither paying me for nor expecting to get. And then when you do this, follow up and deliver." give them some kind of extra value that they weren't expecting. It's not as impactful when you communicate this extra value philosophy before the sale is closed, although there's always a tendency to offer it just to get the sale. But after the deal is struck, the people are happy, and then you give extra value, you make a powerful statement to them. And so the question is, what do you give people that they can't get elsewhere? What extra service can you silently perform for them that they don't expect to get? What extra attention or extra concern or follow-up or tangible value can you give? Answer and take action on this question, and you'll distance yourself from others who compete with you. Well, now so far in this message, I've suggested that you answer these two questions. The first one was, what business are you really in? And the second one, what do you give people that they can't get from anyone else? Answer these questions, and you're well on your way to differentiating yourself from your competitors, which will almost always help you surge ahead of them. This value-focused attitude is the starting point of selling yourself on what you're selling. It's clearly stating how you do business. It's getting a success foundation and strategy together. Then, as you've laid this foundation for success, it's important that day in and day out, you constantly sell yourself on what you're selling. This becomes one of the most valuable sales you'll ever make. Let's take a few moments and explore this idea. Let's see if we can discover how selling yourself on what you're selling can impact your sales and income. Now, in order to be more objective, let's reverse your role for a moment and make you the customer. And my question to you is, if you were your customers, would you buy what you're selling? Okay, now for just a moment, stay in that customer mode. If you answered yes to the previous question, then let me ask you, why would you buy what you're selling? In your sales meeting, after this message plays, you'll get a chance to answer these questions. Why would you buy what you're selling if you were the buyer instead of the seller? Let's think about this, and let's think about how your own beliefs influence your selling success. First of all, let me emphasize that an extra mile philosophy is vital for high levels of sales success. In reality, it's in your own best interest to practice it, although merely practicing it with selfish ends short-circuits its full power. The reason that it escalates your success is that it positions you as someone people want to do business with. Also, it increases your own self-confidence and sense of value. You know, all of us are put together so that when we give extra value to people, we feel good about it. We like ourselves more. It brings its own rewards to us. Next, the more we like ourselves and the more we think we can create value for people, the more inner excitement, confidence, and enthusiasm we have. Psychologists call it ideological fervor. Being excited or enthusiastic about who you are and what you represent. Many years ago, I was eating lunch one day with Dr. Maxwell Maltz, and we were discussing how our internal beliefs increase our achievement drive. We talked about how the term enthusiasm had become almost trite and commonplace, which is a shame because genuine enthusiasm is so vital for successful living. We talked about how highly successful people always have a zeal or a crusading spirit for what they do. We then thought about what enthusiasm really means and what it really is. How do we get enthusiasm? I asked the doctor. Well, it didn't take him long to respond. He thought a moment and he replied, "Enthusiasm depends on who you think you are and what you think you can contribute to others." Well, I've thought about his definition many, many times since then. And you know, he was right. A lot of our emotional zeal or ideological fervor depends on who we think we are and what we think we can contribute to others. Dr. David McClellan, the renowned authority on achievement drive, made it clear in his writings that for us to increase our achievement drive, that we must first develop an inner emotional zeal about who we are and about what we can contribute to other people. In modern psychological history, Dr. William James was perhaps the first psychologist to stress the importance of what he called hot beliefs as opposed to cold beliefs. Hot beliefs, he pointed out, are beliefs that are highly emotionalized, and they have a motor effect upon us. That is, they unconsciously influence our actions. He also explained how these hot beliefs almost always bring about changes in our behavior and in our performance. Salespeople who have a passionate belief in the value that their products or services create for their customers have hot beliefs. Salespeople who have no emotional feeling about their products or services, but only see them as things to sell, have cold beliefs. And they can almost never be as successful as people with highly charged passions for what they sell. This partially explains the low level of success of many people who jump from one company or product to another without any real emotional commitment to their products or to their organizations. Hot beliefs can also be generated about your organization and what it stands for. All great organizations, whether they're teams or causes, are made up of people who have a passion or hot beliefs about who they are, what they sell or espouse, and the benefits they provide for people. Thomas J. Watson, Jr., who, of course, was founder and longtime chairman of IBM, once said that belief and philosophy constitute a transcendent factor that outweighs technology, economic resources, or anything else in achieving success. "This, then, is my thesis," said Mr. Watson. "I firmly believe that any organization, in order to survive and to achieve success, must have a sound set of beliefs on which it premises all of its policies and actions." In other words, he went on, "the basic philosophy, spirit, and drive of an organization has far more to do with its relative achievements than do technological or economic resources, organizational structure, innovation, and timing." And then he went on, "All these things weigh heavily in success, but they are, I think, transcended by how strongly the people in the organization believe in its basic precepts and how faithfully they carry them out." Well, these are powerful words from the founder of such a great organization. Because of the nature of his products, he had every right to feel that product technology was of supreme importance. This certainly emphasizes the importance of hot beliefs. It points out that such emotions as passion, enthusiasm, and ideological fervor are inner powers that propel us into higher levels of selling success. How do you develop this intense conviction in what you're selling? By following the suggestions in this message. By first answering my questions, what business are you really in? And what are you really selling? Your answer should be a statement of the end result benefits you give people, not what products or services you sell. Then after you've defined what you're really selling, carefully describe what you give people that they can't get from anyone else. As you do this, define the quality and quantity of extra value that you give customers. Consciously develop a powerful, compelling vision of yourself as an extra mile person. Give more value to people than for which you're paid. Always give something of value to people after the sale has been made when they don't expect it. This habit will build your own self-confidence. It not only brings its own rewards of high self-esteem, but it also earns for you the respect and trust of your customers. And finally, remember that your enthusiasm or inner excitement level depends upon who you think you are and what you think you can contribute to others. As you build this inner excitement and sell yourself on what you're selling, you'll just naturally have more confidence and less fear of rejection. This will automatically influence your actions and activity level. And the good part is that your selling success will expand into exciting new levels.